Hello, my dears. It's sleeping. I recorded this yesterday, but I was brushing the wig that I used for the exclusive that I posted yesterday. So I realized, like, as I was listening to the beginning of it, just to make sure that, like, this quality came through, sound quality came through, I was like, shit, that is a horrible noise, because it wasn't like soft, beautiful, like hair brushing for ASMR. It was like there are knots in this that I'm trying to get out before I record the other audio. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna subject them to that. I'm not a horrible person, and I deleted it. So this is coming out the next day. Sorry for the delay. How are you guys? How was your week? Mine's been okay. Mine's been all right. I can't really complain. I am exhausted right now, so excuse the like super froggy voice. I was like half debating recording an audio, like an actual audio, and then I was like, I sound like 18 frogs are having a freaking picnic in my throat right now. So and my throat's really dry, and I didn't feel like going up and making tea, so I was like, okay, I guess I don't have to do that tonight. So there's that, which, to be honest, I'm exhausted, so it was probably a good thing that I didn't record, because I probably would have, like, just not made anything good, and then listened to it in the morning and been like, the fuck did I do? Why do I sound, like, so not enthused? Why do I sound like I'm crying? I've been watching conspiracy videos. Okay. I have two obsessions right now, and one is true crime TV, or, like, true crime YouTube videos. So, like, Stephanie Harlow is the main one I've been watching. I'm obsessed with them. And then, like, social conspiracy videos and stuff like that. So not, like, the conspiracy videos as you think of, like, you know, Facebook trolley ones or something like that, but, like, YouTube algorithm ones or something. I don't know. Sorry, I had someone messaged me that I didn't want to talk to. Do you guys ever get like that? That probably makes me sound like a horrible person. I'm sorry, but I mean, sometimes I just don't have the energy to talk to certain people, and I'm like, ugh, I just don't want to. I'm so lazy right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, people. Anyway, so this week, I'm trying to, it's weird because I know I talked about this, but I think it was in yesterday's video that I scrapped, so I suppose I can re-say it. If I for some reason mention it elsewhere and I forgot and I'm repeating it to you guys, sorry. But I haven't really been posting much to GWA recently. Some of you may have noticed I'm still posting. I mean, I've posted like once a week basically for the past couple of weeks. So it's not
that I'm not posting. Sorry.
It's not that I'm not posting. It's just, I don't know, I've been posting less because there's been someone stealing content. We're pretty sure it's the same one that did a YouTube channel previously, but now they have a new YouTube channel and a Pornhub account. And they made their own site, and it's been really fun dealing with it. And luckily, that I know of, none of my content was on there. I didn't really look around too much. But luckily, you know, to my knowledge, there was nothing on mine. But it just, those things are just so invasive. Like, I'm really lax. I'm very fortunate that, you know, I'm not hiding my GWA life from anyone. You know, like, my parents know what I do. You know, my significant other knows what I do. I'm not hiding it from anyone. I'm not very good at secrets. watching me try to keep a secret is pretty hilarious. But anyway, so very fortunately for me, I don't really have that fear that a lot of people do, of, you know, being found out or discovered, you know, like with that whole endless thread debacle. So for me, I don't really have that fear, but I do have that feeling of violation, of content being stolen and reposted as their own, and like having all of my hard work go to someone else, like to feed their pockets and stuff. Like, you know, it's not a good feeling in the end. Like, you work really hard at something, and if you were getting credit for it, that's one thing. Like, if someone was just taking my content, posting it on Pornhub and crediting me, like, I wouldn't like it. Please don't do that. I wouldn't like it. But also, you know, if they're crediting me and putting my name in it and stuff, then that shows a different kind of intent rather than someone implying that my content is their own and that they worked on it. That's what one person did on YouTube a couple months ago. They took my content, and many other GWA girls, they took their content, posted it on YouTube, and then would make comments in the description boxes and be like, oh, I hope you guys enjoy this one. I had so much fun working on it and stuff like that. And it was like, ugh, it gave me such a slime ball feeling of just, no, you didn't. That's not you. Like, what? Why are you acting like that? And they were promoting a paid site. So, you know, that just shows you how people are. Excuse me. You know, so that's something. I haven't really been posting recently because I've been so busy lately. I don't have the energy to deal with someone stealing my content. And even though it wouldn't be a guarantee that they would, like, I have the, you know, it's a high probability that they would steal my content. If they're stealing top posts, you know, it's not uncommon for me to get a top post of the day. So, you know, I just wanted to avoid it. So, long story, very long. I haven't really been posting much on GWA because I'm just trying to kind of avoid putting myself out there as much for just the past couple weeks. That person did have their website taken down or took it down themselves. We're not sure whether the server host took it down to our responses or took it down, or the other person themselves took it down. You know, most likely server host, but who knows. But their Pornhub is still up, their YouTube is still up, so that's something. You know, that's there. It's just basically I'm just a little hesitant right now. I'm trying to work up to posting there again, because every time I get the idea to, like I said, I was about to record something tonight, and then I was like, I sounded like a fucking dying hyena, but also I was like, I'm really ready to post on there. What if he's not done? You know, what if he's just cooling down and he put up a new site that we don't know about yet? Like, I don't want to do it. So that's just been my my feels lately. So just if you've been curious by chance, that's kind of what's going on. I follow one. So on my YouTube channel, I don't like on my one, my public one for audio stuff, I don't really follow many people. It's not like a YouTube channel for that. So I don't really subscribe or anything. I am subscribed to 3 people on that channel. Ruthie and Ruby, and then Anson Zebra, who is a singer on YouTube, and he just posted a new video. And I'm so excited. Like, after this, I'm going to listen to it, because if you guys haven't heard Anson Zebra, please go check out his work. Random promotion, but he's so amazingly talented and has like only like 100,000 subs on YouTube, or something like that, which is shocking to me because he honestly is, like mind-blowing to me. He's one of my favorite artists right now. I don't know how. I don't know how people aren't watching him like in droves. It just confuses me. Like, what? What do you mean? He's not like top 40 by now. I don't know. I'm not really a music person. I think I've talked about this before. I don't consider myself like a big fan of music. I don't know why. It's just I've never been that kind of person who's like, what's your favorite band? And like, I know it instantly. And I'm like, this is my favorite band. And like, I don't listen to music that often anymore. If I'm listening to something, it's primarily going to be like a podcast or like a YouTube true crime documentary or something like that, like documentaries and stuff where I can just kind of listen to it in the background and not think about it. And I don't really listen to music, but this is someone that I do listen to when I listen to music. So I get a little fangirly. Because he just uploaded it, and I'm like, yay. Yay. I want to watch. So, anyway. Anywho-doodle. So that's what's been going on in Lupin's life. What's up for next stuff? I've been doing a lot of stuff for Halloween. I know that sounds weird, but, there's certain things going on that need a lot of work, aka I am putting together a collab, my own. So that is a big project, and I'm so excited for it. I'm not going to tell you anything more about it, but it's been a lot of work on my end because I've been thinking of the concept for a long time. I've been thinking about it since last Halloween, but I finally wrote down like the whole concept and have been working with a writer because I don't have the time to write that big of a script. So I've been working with a writer and doing it, and I'm just so excited. So that it seems weird, but yeah, I've been super in the Halloween mindset. Yeah, I don't know. So that's been going on. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been working on like trying to figure out how to do my YouTube like little thumbnail splash page thing. And this last weekend, I actually like did it. Like I actually worked on it and did the actual like Photoshop stuff and After Effects. And I wanted to bang my head against the wall like 50 times during it because I just couldn't figure some things out. But I really like it, so I hope you guys, if you follow my YouTube, I hope you like it, because I'm really proud of it, and I'm really wanting to do more safe for work stuff on YouTube, so, I don't know, I hope you liked it. Someone left me a comment on YouTube, it was like, Lupin's voice is, like, so smooth and silky, and I just thought of that right now. Because I'm like, I sound like sandpaper incarnate. Like, I want to think about, like, if I want that person to hear me now and be like, your voice is so smooth and silky, and be like, bitch, what? Bitch, what? I sound like I swallowed marbles. What are you talking about? Which I should probably go to bed then. At this point, I've yawned a bunch. I sound like I'm gargling way too many things. Yeah, I guess I don't really have any more updates for this week. If you guys have any things, oh, in a couple days I'm gonna post the poll for next month, for different ideas, so be on the lookout. I'm gonna post that in the next couple days, try to get a little head start on it, because just the way that it wasn't done until like the 15th. So I've only had 2 weeks to work on all 6 of the audios, so I'm gonna try to get that all finished up and done before the first third of the month, so I have a little bit more time. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead of you, and I hope everything goes well for you, and Feliz Navidad. I have no idea why I just said that. I was trying to think of something to end with, and I went there. Is it Christmas yet?
I don't know.
Bye, guys.